صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه ورنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث في الناس عن أسماء بنت أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنهما قالت: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا توكي فيوكى عليك. حضرت أسماء بنت أبي بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه, the daughter of حضرت أبو بكر رضي الله عنه, she says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told me that do not tie the string of that bag, that money is kept in, that pouch money is kept in, don't tie it. فيوكى عليك, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tie it upon you. What is meant by this is an expression that do not withhold from giving. If you withhold, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold from you. وفي رواية أنفقي أو انفحي أو انضحي, in another riwayat it comes the words that spend or give out or give. ولا تحسي فيحسي الله عليك, and do not count and give, for then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count and give you. What happens sometimes, a person in his desire not to give, so he wants to hold back and see how much I got. Let me first decipher how much I got, then from there I'll work out how much I can give. So don't have this type of attitude where you want to work out everything. When times comes to give, then be free to give. Be happy to give. If you're going to have this attitude where you want to count and you want to be 100% sure before you give, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have the same type of attitude with you. Allah Pak will count and give you. If you give freely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you freely. Then she says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَلَا تُعِي فَيُعِي اللَّهُ عَلَيْكِ. In this other divide, the same thing comes. Do not tie your bag, do not withhold. If you're going to withhold, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also withhold from you. Today's hadith, Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ رَسُولَ اللَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولْ. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam saying, مَثَلُ الْبَخِيلِ وَالْمُنْفِقْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had drawn a parable between a person that is generous and a person that is miserly. So the parable that he drew, the example that he gave, كَمَثَلِ رَجُلَيْنِ عَلَيْهِمَا جُنَّتَانِ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ مِنْ سَجِيهِمَا إِلَى تَرَاقِيهِمَا. That these two people had an armor. Two soldiers had an armor from their chest till their collarbone. A metal armor with links on it from their chest till their collarbone. One was a miser and one is a generous person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, فَأَمَّا الْمُنْفِقُ فَلَا يُنْفِقُ إِلَّا سَبَغَتْ أَوْ وَفَرَتْ. The person who is a generous person, he doesn't spend except now that this armor expands for him. What a beautiful example. This armor starts expanding, the links expand to such an extent, عَلَى جِلْدِهِ حَتَّى تُخْفِيَ بَنَانَ وَتَعْفُوَ أَثَرَ. That this armor starts expanding so much that it covers his whole body to such an extent that it even covers his fingertips. And now it covers it, because now it extends to the floor also, so it covers his footprints. What is meant by covering the footprints is the gunas that this man has committed. Because of his spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this now to wipe out and erase his gunas. So this is the person who is a generous person. Another example or explanation ulama give is a person who's got a loose armor, he's comfortable in his zone. He's comfortable in that armor, he can move easily, he's comfortable to move. And even if he has to go into war, into battle, easily he can move, swiftly, and he's comfortable. So a person who's a generous person, he's comfortable giving.
He's not held back. He's in his zone when he's giving. He's not feeling tight, constrained. So this is what is meant by his armor now extends and expands for him. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, وَأَمَّا الْبَخِيلِ, as far as the person who is a miser is concerned, فَلَا يُرِيدُ أَن يُنْفِقَ شَيْئًا إِلَّا لَزِقَتْ كُلُّ حَلَقَةٍ مَكَانَهَا فَهُوَ يُوَسِّعُهَا فَلَا تَتَّسِعُ. As far as this miser is concerned, every link remains in its place. That armor remains tight on him. Even when he wants to spend, then he finds it very hard to spend because this thing is tight on him. He tries to expand it and he tries to give himself. In other words, his tabiat is such that he don't want to spend. You get people like that? They don't even want to spend on themselves. Forget spending on others. They don't want to spend on themselves also. They're such misers. So this hadith explains so beautifully what happens. Even when they want to spend, it is so tight on them, they feel so uncomfortable, then they just stop, don't spend. So now they try and expand the thing also, they can't expand because their tabiat is such. وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحُ. Allah Pak mentions in the Quran that he has filled this nafs. And this nafs is filled with greed. And this nafs is filled with miserliness. So a person doesn't, he just wants to hold back, he wants to hold back and he doesn't want to spend, he doesn't want to give. So this is the tabiat of the person that doesn't want to give, the person who's a miser. So therefore, ulama explained that one of the benefits of giving and giving freely is the love of dunya comes out of a person's heart. The more he's giving, apart from all the rewards that he's there for giving, one sickness that comes out of the heart is the love of the dunya. So this comes out. So therefore, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, often he used to read this ayat to his ulama and to his friends. أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّا تَعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. Do you not see that person? Or do you not see those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them and given them for years and years? In other words, they lived in the dunya for years and years. Allah Pak had given them and given them and given them. ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. Then suddenly the command of Allah came, the promise of Allah came. What had come? What had come? فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. What they had gathered and what they had hoarded and what they had in this bank account and this investment and that bank account and that property. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ. Today that is not helping them at all. The only thing that will help them is what they had given in their lifetime. So this is a beautiful example for us that a man can gather and he can gather and he can hoard and he can hold back. But a day is going to come when he'll have to leave everything. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. What he gathered is not going to help him. The only thing that will help him is what he spent and he benefited others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.